from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Seth and I are sitting here having a chalk talk, just two football guys chopping it up about line play.
Yeah.
You know.
Good job. You had a good attention span on that.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
I gave you a 2.5-minute video of one of the failed run plays, one of the four failed run plays that the starting offense had yesterday. And it was just a good illustration of how it's not just Damien at all. It's the offensive line also. And there's a lot going on in the run game right now that concerns me.
Yeah.
And I think that, so my current feeling about it is that it's not always Damien's fault, but also Damien hasn't shown the ability to make something out of nothing the way some guys would. The play I just showed you, I feel like Cam Akers could have bounced it outside and beaten one defender.
Yeah.
But the offensive line also is getting handled completely and totally on that play. Like every single one of them was getting handled. So there's issues afoot.
Yeah, that's concerning, man.
Yeah.
That's concerning.
I'd like to have an elite offense, but not with your offensive line playing in the run game like this.
No.
Or your fullbacks, or lack thereof. Because various fullbacks / tight ends who were playing fullback in that game were awful at it, too.
I saw some people yesterday, like, they don't need to keep a fullback. They'll just keep Brevin Jordan and Cade Stover, and they can run them out there fullback. I'm like, did you watch them?
Yeah. They're not actually good at it.
Yeah.
So I don't know, man. That's the thing I'm nervous about. It was what really held the offense back last year, and right now I don't see a lot of evidence that they know what they're doing.
Yeah.
Now, there were some things in that game where game planning might have helped. The Giants do some play their Mike linebacker a little bit differently than most teams typically do. So I think the offensive line, without having the scouting report on that and watching it all week, maybe just were a little bit off in some of their assignments and their angles. I'm not panicking, because game planning ideally should have fixed some of that, and they just don't really. I know they were going through a normal week last week, but you usually still don't. You don't include heavy scouting of the opponent in that because
right.
Which I disagree with. I feel like teams should, because there's some guys that just play better when they have the scouting report.
Yeah.
You know, like the smarter guys tend to do better when they can just really dial in on the opponent. And but it is what it is.
And that'll be up on your YouTube channel at some point.
At some point. Today.
Seth Payne YouTube channel. Concern level over some of these injuries. And I don't have them stack ranked here or anything like that. I just put him in the order they came to mind, and it's hard for Christian Harris not to be the first one that comes to mind. He's practiced for a total of about 8 minutes this training camp. I'm exaggerating a little bit, but he was out there for part of one practice,
right,
and then had to go back inside. And he's one who's only been even out at practice a small portion of the time so far. Concern level right now over Christian Harris and whatever it is he's dealing with.
I would say 7 out of 10.
Yeah.
7 out of 10 because it's lingered so long. Now you start to get into that weird portion of soft tissue injuries where what if it isn't? What did Aaron Wilson report? It was a quad?
It was a calf.
A calf. Yeah. Oh, sorry. I was way calf. Off. So,
well, the first one might have been a quad. The first one was reported as a soft tissue injury, just in general.
Right.
And then when he had to leave practice that day, the subsequent report was a calf.
Yeah, so you start wondering if, is that the same soft tissue injury that he had to begin with?
Right.
I start worrying about stuff like sports hernias and everything when guys are just having an ongoing issue. But that's maybe I'm just being a worrywart.
My concern is that's a position where you can't afford to give up high-performing bodies out there.
Right.
Which he is.
If you want this to be an elite defense, and if you go back to what they had in San Francisco, one of the things that drove that elite defense when DeMeco was there was that you had two really good, athletic, rangy linebackers behind that defensive line. And they don't have anybody on the team that's quite like Christian Harris.
Right.
You know?
Right. I'm with you on that one. I'm very concerned about Christian Harris, particularly short-term here, with week one's a couple weeks away.
Yeah, at the very least, even if he's 100% healthy by week one, he hasn't had that time working next to Alshire. And whatever veteran leadership you're hoping that Alshire can convey to Christian Harris, it's had to have all been in the film room at this point. But Christian Harris hasn't been building that muscle memory and working alongside of him.
Will Anderson has missed a bunch of time lately with an ankle. And I guess we haven't had a chance to ask Will or anybody which ankle it is, and I don't know they would answer even if we did. We've seen Will out at practice working out. At the walkthrough on Thursday, Will was out there kind of joking with the media and stuff, so he's in a good mood, but I feel like he's in a good mood all the time. My only concern about Will Anderson's injury is that it's an ankle, and if it's the same ankle, is this one of these Steph Curry things where it's an ankle that's lingering for a while?
Right, right. Is it going to take as long as it did for Steph Curry to figure it out? It was the first few years of his career that he was having consistent ankle issues before whatever regiment he worked his way into kept him healthy.
Yep.
As great as Steph Curry is, the physical challenges placed on the ankles of Will Anderson are greater. In terms of force and everything else.
Well, that shin bend that he talks about,
shin angle,
right?
Baby.
Shin angle, yeah.
Shin angle, you shin need angle flexion. And that's what he's working on,
angle,
having
better
shin angle, getting all that ankle flexion that it can be his Achilles heel. Very, very close to the actual Achilles. His Achilles heel could be his ankle.
I'm like a 4 on Will Anderson, like out of 10.
Oh, I thought you were talking about your Achilles, whatever your Achilles is.
No, that's I'm sure that thing's ready to go anytime.
You're at the age. Don't pick up rec league basketball.
The elliptical. I stick with the elliptical, baby. Will, that's my biggest concern with Will and the ankle, is it a lingering thing?
Yeah.
Joe Mixon has played very little in the preseason, in practice very little. What's your concern level about Joe Mixon?
He's probably the one I'm least concerned about. I think as a veteran running back who's played in a very similar scheme to this one, and because of the nature of the position he plays, you're going to be really careful with him. So I don't look at him the same way I look at Christian Harris. I think that there's just zero reason to put your starting running back at risk. Especially behind that blocking right now. So,
dude, I can see, I know they didn't do this, but I could see like at the beginning of camp, they're like, hey, look, man, we may have some trouble blocking there. You know what you're doing in this offense, all right? So like by the second practice, about the time we're ready to put on pads, you're going to have a quad injury.
Yeah.
And just hang out. Just chill. You may need a couple days in the catapult vest just to make it look good.
Mm-hmm.
But
let's get this truth of the matter right before we throw you out there.
The truth of the matter is we need to see what Damian is before we start giving you all these reps.
Yeah, and honestly, I'm torn on this, where if Mixon were in there, I think Mixon has the ability to turn some of the plays that Damian had that are 1 yard gains into larger gains. The same way Cam Akers can take bad blocking and bounce it outside and make something of it. There was a play in the game on Saturday where the blocking was not right. Damian made the right read, but I just don't think he has the physical alacrity to bounce it outside the way Cam Akers can. So he ended up getting lassoed by Kayvon Thibodeau, who had his way with Kenyon Green. Just had the defensive end's dream of You both bounced the play out. Kayvon Thibodeau bounced the play outside and then made the play outside.
Yeah.
And I don't think Cam Akers would have gotten caught up the way that Dameon Pierce did. But again, it's complicated with Dameon. It wasn't good blocking. The defensive line knew what play was coming.
Yeah.
They called it out beforehand. They pointed to Kenyon Green. They knew he was pulling. And they textbook shut it down.
God.
Yeah.
What a horrible feeling that's got to be. It's an offensive lineman.
Oh, sorry. No,
not for the defensive lineman. It's nirvana. I'm talking from Kenyon's perspective.
The defensive tackle points at Kenyon. The Mike linebacker looks at Kenyon. Kayvon Thibodeau puts his hands up. And they read it like
just because of the way he's lined up? Or the
usually
way
with
kinda...
a guard, it's that you can tell their splits are a little bit deeper. They're a little bit deeper. I don't want to get too complicated.
Right.
All of the alignments and the splits look like you had a pulling guard coming to you. And then sometimes you see it on film beforehand. Sometimes you're not quite sure, but then you get it field level, and you just know. You're like, oh, yep, that guy's coming for me.
Yep.
And then all the defensive linemen just played their blocks perfectly. Dameon made the right read, but again, I think other backs may have been able to turn it into something.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
One more injured guy I want to get to, because the rest of them on this list I think are fringe guys who are in danger of losing their jobs, but Noah Brown is an interesting one to me. Because I think at the beginning of camp, everybody had him or Mechie as the number four guy, but both of them making the team.
Yeah.
And we know Mechie's saga has been very up and down. I think at this point, Mechie's making the team. We'll see how it plays out over the rest of the preseason. I'm fascinated by the people who are just still putting Noah Brown on the 53-man roster on this team.
Yeah.
As if he's got a spot. There's a lot of people doing that, and I'm going, look, he's missed a lot of time in this training camp. He was injured a lot last season. Now, he played through some of it, which is admirable. He's a one-year, $4 million guy. Like, mm-hmm. It's not like he's got some contract where you're like, okay, well, he's making the team. They gave him 3 years, $34 million.
Right.
Aziz Alshire had not practiced at all in training camp, he's making the team.
Yeah.
They gave him a big contract. You know, Danico Autry, other guys they signed. Noah Brown is a back-of-the-roster contract. Where are you on this? Noah Brown is in some jeopardy.
I think that the Texans really like John Mechie. I think that they see upside in him. I think in a lot of ways they're looking at him almost like a rookie because of his two-year ordeal, kind of, I don't want to say completely recovering from cancer. You have to stay vigilant.
Yeah.
But that they still like the upside. They were probably waiting to see it really click. I don't know if it hadn't clicked for him on Saturday. I don't know that means that they would have cut him, but I think that they're gonna go with youth in this regard.
Yeah. Now, they may both make it, Noah Brown and John Mechie. They may both make it. I'm just fascinated by the people that are just putting Noah Brown in ink right now.
Right.
On the 53.
I think Skowronek is a dicey one because I don't think that they really... Like, I think he is what he is as a receiver. And he's a versatile guy. Boy, I know the V word is a dirty word around here, going back to Bill O'Brien, versatility. This is the other problem with the run game right now. Them trying anybody at everybody at fullback / H-back, it's not working out hot.
No.
And the fullback position itself, I mean, Beck has barely played at all this preseason. There was a really bad whiff by the fullback on one of those run plays. Like a really bad
one.
Was
it Beck or was it somebody else?
I thought it was Harrison. Yeah. I want to go back and check.
Yeah.
It's not good. So, like, some of the stuff they want to do where you're supposed to be physically moving guys and road grading, like the old gap scheme blocking that they do, they just don't do a good job of it at any level of the offense.
Yeah.
And the fullback, they line up in positions. This is where it feels like Bill O'Brien's offense. They line up, like, they're like, yeah, we're going to have a fullback and two tight ends, and we're going to take it. Ow! Ow! Ow!
Hey!
Uncle!
Hey!
Uncle!
How is that hurt?
It's like the guy that, you know how you're watching a kung fu movie, and you start imagining yourself that you're doing all that stuff, and then you start to maybe think that you actually can do that, all of that stuff, and then the bouncer throws you 8 yards off out of the bar into the gutter. Yeah.
That's the fullback on the Texans.
You get down into your stance, your kung fu stance.
Mm-hmm.
It's just all of a sudden you're like, ow!
Hey!
I'm like Verlander with a neck injury.
So those are some of the injured guys I'm interested in. Did you see, shifting gears for 1 second here, did you see J.J. Watt tweet out a picture of a weight room and a practice field
a couple days ago? I did not at all.
He tweeted this out a couple days ago. Just tweeted out, no caption, no nothing. Just a picture of a weight room and an end zone at a practice field, which looks to be the Steelers, because there's a big Steelers logo in the weight room there. So he's obviously visiting TJ. It was funny. I was listening to the new In the Loop yesterday with our new coworker, our new friend here, Reginald Atatula. They sounded great, by the way. He and John and Figgy sounded awesome. That Reggie brought up that tweet. I'm like, oh, this is your welcome back to Houston moment, where he's like, oh, I wonder if. Could this mean J.J. Watt's coming back? I'm like, I'm at home watching their show on YouTube. I'm like, nah, Reggie, this happens all the time with J.J. J.J. teases us like once every 3 weeks.
If there's one thing that J.J. knows, it's the social media game.
He was
a pioneer in that regard.
Yeah.
One of the first athletes to truly capitalize on the power of social media.
Right. I like where your head's at, Reggie.
Yeah.
I like your energy, but just know that this happens all the time with J.J.
Yeah, it really has gotten to, it's not to the point where I've gotten tired of it or anything. I think partly is that I'm really happy with the current defensive line, especially when Autry comes back.
Yeah.
It's not at a fevered pitch. Now, if the Texans hadn't gone out and gotten Autry and Danielle Hunter, and if other guys the team hadn't played so well last year, Barnett specifically, then I might be more eager for it.
Yeah.
But now I'm just kind of like, all right, well, we'll see what happens.
If it happens, it happens. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. We've got headlines coming up next. A big win for the Astros last night. They brought their C-minus game, and they managed to win a baseball game last night. So Yiner walked it off. You'll hear what that sounded like. Texans, an extension to one of their important leaders on defense. We'll get to that as well. And some news around the NFL, including never do this on an international flight. Ever, ever, ever. We will have that for you.
Can't I once?
No. A lot of things you can do, Seth. This is not one of them. No. We'll get to all that in headlines coming up next. And it's a Texans Ticket Tuesday as well, we remind you. So 7 o'clock hour's coming here in 24 minutes. Be listening. Front row seats in the bullpen to Rams Texans on Saturday afternoon. So be listening for that.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.